Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and it is my highest joy to be here today talking with you. Well, actually, that's not the truth. I can't say it's my absolute highest joy because I love getting on phone calls with people and I love being in my group and helping. I just love so much stuff. So to choose one thing and say it's my highest, no, I can say it's one of my highest joys to be here with you today. And thank you so much for pushing play on another episode. Welcome to all of the new subscribers. And a very, 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 very big shout out to some client relationship management software called Power Diary for including the Private Practice with Soul podcast as a resource for practitioners who use their platform because they love this podcast so much too. And that makes me so happy, because guess what? Now that the podcast has been recommended by such a big platform, I know I'm going to be able to help more and more people. And that just fills my heart with joy. It makes me so filled with happiness. So this is me. Now, I'm recording this morning. It's about 8:30. I'm super excited to be here. I do have power and electricity again, as you know. My house is pretty dark though, because we're about to have a very big thunderstorm outside, which I love. So I have got all my little lights on, and I'm very excited because we had a request during the week from Morgan because these requests come through a fair bit, but it was based on Morgan's request that I received just the other day to do another episode on energetic marketing and how it relates to the divine feminine energy. And she asked me a really good question. So let me just get out of GarageBand and pop into Facebook Messenger and bring up the message for you. She asked, where is it? I was listening to your recent podcast on the way home about energetic marketing, and it reminded me that I've been meaning to ask you if you could do more episodes on issues in private practice with the feminine energy. Do you tend to find most women in private practice are dominant in their masculine energy, as it seems to be the main viewpoint? And what a great question. And do you know what? I can absolutely, look, it's not speculation because I've helped thousands of people with their private practice. But when we're talking about women, it doesn't matter if they're male or female, because, you know, remember, we all have that very same continuum of energy. So it doesn't matter what sex you were born as or identify as, we all experience two types of energy in two ways. So just to explain it very quickly for those of you who are new, we have it can be called yin and yang. I learned it as masculine and feminine, so I'm just going to use those terms if that's okay. But essentially, you can be in a sacred feminine or divine feminine essence, and that's all about relationships, radiance, connection. It's about a receiving energy, all those sorts of beautiful things, being creative, moving, stuff like that. Then you can have what's called either a shadow or a wounded feminine energy. And this is where we kind of get into victim mindset, as in that energy, we can experience like fear of judgment, fear of not being liked by others, fear of not being good enough, fear of not being accepted, fear of being on the outside, fear of rejection, all those sorts of things come up. And being a martyr, you know, people pleasing, over giving, over delivering, you know, not having great boundaries in place. So, you know, we've got two ends of the stick there, and then we have the masculine energy. And the masculine energy, when it's divine and sacred and healthy and all those sorts of beautiful things, is very much about, you know, focusing on one thing at a time, taking steps, taking action. It's very linear thinking, right? Very opposite to the feminine, which is all over the place. The masculine energy isn't interested in being creative and isn't interested in relationships as much as they are interested in ticking things off. The masculine energy wants, you know, if a client comes to me, I can tell pretty quickly if they're in their masculine or feminine energy when they answer this question. I ask them, what would you like my help with today? If they tell me I need a strategy, I know they're in that masculine space and I know how to meet them in that masculine space. So I know I've got to give them strategy. If they're in the feminine energy, they'll come to me and they'll talk to me about how they're feeling. I don't feel confident in my private practice. I don't feel energized by my private practice. I'm feeling drained. The feminine energy wants to talk in terms of feeling, tone, mood, emotion. The masculine says, what do I do next? What's my next step here? How do I resolve this? What action should I take? Do you have a tracker? Do you have a spreadsheet? Can you give me a tracker or a spreadsheet? I want to focus on the numbers. All those sorts of very, very linear things. And when we're in that shadow or wounded masculine space, we kind of get competitive in not a good way, like very damaging sort of levels of competition. We can be manipulative, aggressive, hostile, micromanaging everything. You know, you might have a VA working for you. You might have a team member working for you, but you're like a helicopter parent. You don't give them space to breathe. They don't flourish. They don't grow. Do you know what I mean? Things like that. So they're the two types of energies, and with those two types of energies we've got sort of the divine, sacred, healthy, and then we have the wounded shadow. Okay, so I find, to answer your question, I find that it's a real mix. One of the things that I have noticed is when I'm working with coaching clients, for example, people who want to create a successful private practice. So this is people who are at the dreaming or visioning stage. They want to set it up. They come to me and they're like, I've already made my website and I've already done this. So they've already taken all this action, but they haven't actually spent time in the energy, in that feminine energy. And so now it's like 3 months down the track, they haven't had a referral and they don't know why, because they think they've done all the things. So that's an example. Other types of clients will come to me and they'll say, what policies do I need? What procedures do I need? What processes do I need? So that's all very much in the masculine. And I think because in this industry of counseling, we know statistically it tends to be dominated by women. I think most of the time, most women, while we do move between the energies, tend to sit in their feminine, but in their head, they think they've got to be in the masculine. And so all they really want to do, because I hear this a lot as well, is all they really want to do is sit down and hold space and do that deeper work with their clients. You know, they're not overly interested in doing the marketing. It's more like a job that needs to be done, and they kind of put it off and procrastinate, and they would rather fill up their diary so that they can be in session, because that's where they feel energized and that's what they really, really love. The problem with this, the problem with focusing on your relationships that you have with your clients, focusing on relationships that you have with, you know, stakeholders, focusing on, you know, the nurturing side of things, focusing on sensuality, you know. And by that I mean making sure that you've got ambient music on in the background, you've lit a scented candle, or you've got some essential oil going, or there's some incense going, that there's enough natural light in the room, that there's, you know, an ambient atmosphere, it's well ventilated, you know, all of those sensory things. You've given them a really nice chair. There's different textures of things in the room. All of that is wonderful, but you are never going to create a successful for you private practice solely and wholly in your feminine. Why? I'll tell you why. Because when you're feminine dominant, what that means is that while you're busy focusing on how you're feeling, you're not actually also focusing on making sure you've got those essential structures and procedures in place. And what this means is you're not going to get things done. If you're in your feminine energy most of the time, when it comes to running your private practice, you probably haven't even got a business plan. Okay. It's nothing bad, but you need to be aware of it, because it's going to be very hard for you to have a successful business if you don't know what the business is about, where it's going, where it needs to be in 12 months. I mean, it's a business because it's turning over money. You need to have a look at those things, and that can be very uncomfortable for the feminine, because the feminine will say things like, I don't want to look at my money, it's scary. I don't want to look at my money because what if I'm not making enough? Then that will mean that I'm not a good therapist, or that will mean I'm not good at business, and I just don't even want to go there, you know. So I just don't really look at my money. She will say, I don't really want to put myself out there with marketing because, you know, what if somebody doesn't like me, and what if somebody judges me? That will feel bad for me, and I don't want to feel bad. So I know I kind of need to, so I'll just share other people's stuff on my timeline, because then if somebody does judge it, they're not really judging me, they're judging what the other person wrote. And so they kind of get into this space, and they get distracted all the time. I mean, if you've ever written out your to-do list, or you've got non-client work written in your diary, and you think, oh yeah, this is what I want to do today, the feminine energy won't get it done. Feminine energy will do one or two easy things on that list that don't take her long to do, because she doesn't like structure and process, and then she's just going to flit around and go make coffees for everyone and make sure everyone in reception is very comfortable and they've got sensory headphones on and they've got beautiful magazines to read and a selection of herbal teas. Like, she's going to busy herself with that sort of stuff. And when you're focusing on that, then we have a state of, you know, things being out of balance in the business. And so you run the risk of falling behind. And we see this time and time again with with feminine dominant therapists saying things like, I don't have time to write my notes. It's not that you don't have time to write your notes. It's that you don't have the structure in place to support you in writing your notes, because there are plenty of other practitioners that do write their notes. and they've created their own strategies to do that. But when you're in the feminine, it's like, oh, notes take a back seat. I just want to be here with my client. It's not okay for me to take notes while I'm writing, while I'm in session, because then I'm not being present for my client. It's not okay for me to only do a 50-minute session when I say that I'm doing an hour, because, you know, they really need to get that 60 minutes. And then I'm just going to launch straight into my next client, and so on and so on and so on. So then I will take all my notes home for the night, and I will intend to do them. But you know what? I'm going to get distracted with family and TV. And I really just want to read a good book and listen to a podcast. And do you know what I mean? The feminine energy can really undo you if you're stuck in that space. You'll have amazing relationships. Your clients are going to love you. But how are you going to chase money? How are you going to find new work? How are you going to keep this going? What boundaries are you putting in place to protect your energy so that you can continue to show up for your clients? So there are absolutely, situations where being mostly in that feminine is going to work for you in terms of your relationships, but work against you in terms of running a successful for you practice. And success in your practice is I understand is very, very different for everybody. Some people say, well, success for me means only working mornings, or success for me means more time with my children, or you know what I mean, or being able to go on holidays, or increasing money flow, or increasing my savings, or buying a property that I can rent out to therapists, things like that. The masculine, if you are in private practice and you find that you're mostly in your masculine, then that's also going to be problematic because you're not connecting with people in the optimal way. How to know if you're mostly in the masculine is you're going to feel put out when you see a client book into the diary. You're going to think, oh, they're taking away time from me being able to write this Facebook ad. They're impinging on my time. They're blocking me from being able to get on with what I need to be doing today. It's like almost in a way that client turning up is a little bit of an inconvenience. And although we don't admit it, you may find yourself in session, if you're really in that masculine space, internally feeling conflicted when you're in a session, okay? I mean, of course, you're still going to show up and be professional and do the work and all that sort of stuff, but your inner dialogue might be something like, I can't believe that they're, you know, wasting my time here talking about this little issue when I've got important things to get back to, like preparing my BAS or printing off reports from Halaxy or Clinico or Power Diary or from writing up my ad for Seek to recruit a new team member or whatever it is. Being mostly in the masculine means that you're going to absolutely have all of the essential foundations there for your private practice. But what good is that if you don't have anybody coming in because they don't like being in your space or they're not feeling that connection? So to answer the question about most women in private practice, mostly in their masculine, I would have to say it's a bit of a blend. I would say they are suppressing the feminine because, I would say most women suppress their feminine because for whatever reason, it's what they've been exposed to. They believe that they need to be focusing on what policies do I need? What procedures do I need? What structure do I need? There's fear. What if I say the wrong thing and ACA police come and get me in the middle of the night or the PACFA police come and get me in the middle of the night? What if I do this wrong? What if this isn't ethical? What if this, do you know what I mean? And so I need a website. I need this in order to that. That's the masculine type thinking. And when we go down that path, it actually takes away from our core feminine essence, which is radiance. So what happens is in marketing, if you're in the masculine energy for marketing, you can absolutely get results. And the way that you are going to get results is you need a marketing strategy, and posting on platforms and everything is not a strategy. That's something you're doing. It's not your strategy, but you need a proper marketing strategy that aligns with your marketing plan. You need to know when you're scheduling, when you're posting, that it's in alignment with the theme of the month or the year or the practice or whatever it is, that the type of clients that you're calling out. You need to have things branded, scheduled ahead of time, all that sort of stuff. So that's the approach that you would take. It would be a very, very linear approach. You'll be tracking your key performance indicators, and that would be making you feel very happy because you would be looking at what marketing were you doing and what, how many people are getting eyes on it, whether it's your website, whether it's social, whether it's opening emails. You'd be looking at how many people are engaging, what is the conversion to inquiry rate, and what is the rate of inquiry, conversion. You'd be looking at what's the traffic coming through there? What's the level of engagement? How many inquiries are coming through as a result of the marketing that I'm doing? And how many of those inquiries am I converting per month to bookings? And how many bookings do I need per month in order to reach my monthly metric for the practice? That's you. That's how you would do it. And you would feel so energized and so lit up by that. But for those of us in the feminine, that's like, oh my gosh, that's so boring and I don't want to do that. I couldn't think of anything more dry than looking at KPIs. In fact, what is a key performance indicator? I've never even heard of it. That's what the feminine would say. The feminine, when she's in her radiance, Her force is in attraction and enchantment. Okay. Very, very different, isn't it, to the linear process we just looked at with the masculine. So what do I mean about marketing energetically in that divine feminine energy? Well, as I said, the force of your energy when you're in that divine feminine space is around attraction and enchantment. So it's not about how many times you show up or anything like that. For you, it's going to be how you show up energetically. Okay, so you might choose to show up for your audience once a week, but you will do something to help get you in the right vibration for that. So you might refer to your dream client list that you did in one of the other podcast episodes. You might really allow yourself to anchor into that and really imagine before you do your live or before you write that email or before you write that blog post that you're writing just to her or him or them. You know, you want to tune into that vibration, become a vibrational match to that person that you want to call in to book an appointment in your diary. And you're going to show up perhaps unprepared, speaking off the top of your head, whatever it is, because you know people aren't coming to you for what you're saying. They're coming to you for who you are being and the energy that you are radiating. Yep. So if you're radiating positivity, hope, optimism, joy, all those sorts of things, you're going to be attracting people who want that, okay, or who are already in that state. Those are going to be the ones that follow you, engage with you, watch you from the sidelines, eventually end up, you know, contacting you, and then they book in and they're going to be long-term clients. This is how it works. So your marketing strategy is less linear and it's more about the energy that you're showing up in. You understand in that feminine space that you are already energetically connected to your perfect for you clients. No one can take those clients away from you. They're yours. All you have to do is tune into them vibrationally. That's it. If I said this to the masculine, I'm sure there are masculine dominant people listening to this. They're going to go, what a load of phooey. That's just woo woo. That's not going to work. Everybody knows you need a strategy and a plan. So this is how it goes. So in order to create a successful for you private practice, you do need to have a harmonization of the healthy masculine with the healthy feminine, because just like if you've got all the masculine things in place, you're going to have this really beautiful structure. Like imagine a really, you know, a house, and it's got a roof and doors and windows and rooms and all that sort of stuff, but you're not going to have anybody in it. And you're going to say, what the H, Brooklyn, what's going on here? I've done everything. I've ticked everything off. Where are the clients? Likewise, if you're solely or mostly in your feminine energy, what's going to happen for you is you'll be like, oh, I've got all these clients that want to work with me, but we don't have anywhere to go. I don't have the correct intake form. I don't have a policy for cancellations. I don't have a policy for taking payments. I'm just kind of winging it over here because I'm not really interested in that. I just want to do the work, but I don't have anywhere to do that. What am I going to do? So we need to bring the house and the people together, okay? And so to create a successful for you private practice, it's about ensuring that, yes, you've got some of those structures in place so that you can connect with your clients. But here's the other good thing. You don't have to do it all, okay? You do not have to do it all. If you prefer to be in that vibrational energy of the feminine, outsource some of those things that you don't like to do. Buy the private practice kit. It's got all your essential forms in there. Okay, done for you. You don't have to worry about them. All you've got to do is when you download them onto your device, you get to do the fun creative stuff by putting your little logo on it and, you know, including a gratitude statement in it if you like and decorating it and making it really beautiful. That's what you can do. If you're in your masculine, then you can definitely outsource things to somebody who's more, you know, able to do some of that feminine stuff. You can have a VA who focuses on taking the calls, doing the bookings, managing relationships with referrers on your behalf. If you're not a relationship person, if you would rather stay in your office with the door closed looking at your Excel spreadsheet, that's totally fine. You get to do that. But you hire someone, right? You can get them on Fiverr or Upwork or Airtasker or whatever it is. I have a VA who you have to train a VA. So it's a bit of a time investment at the beginning. But I have a VA that I outsource things to that I don't necessarily want to do so that I can just stay in my zone of genius. I know. So for example, just to be totally transparent with you, she's updating my Pinterest board, right? Giving it a makeover. She's working on my YouTube channel. I had random videos in my YouTube channel that I started to upload years ago. Thought it might be a good idea to start uploading YouTube videos again, but I don't have the time or the inclination to sit there and make thumbnails and download the video from Facebook and then upload it to some video editor and edit it and then put a thumbnail on the end and then write the description and then upload all of that to, oh my gosh, I couldn't think of anything worse. Like, no. So I get her to do that. I don't understand Pinterest at all, but I do understand that people like an aesthetic of Pinterest and that women in private practice especially love to organize a nice Pinterest board that looks good. So my VA's updating a Pinterest board that I created, I think it was about 2 years ago now, so she's updating that for me as well. And she's doing my SEO because I know how to do it, but I'm not, it doesn't inspire me. It doesn't light me up. I don't wake up in the morning, jump out of bed and say, I can't wait to do my SEO today. But she does. Like, she loves doing Pinterest boards. She loves setting up YouTube channels and doing the video editing and all of that sort of. She loves that so much. I don't. So it makes sense for me to pay somebody to do that. And it costs a lot less than you think. If you want help learning how to hire a VA, let me know and I can absolutely like talk you through how to do that. But the point is, you don't have to do it all. You get to create a perfect for you private practice on your terms, not on anybody else's. So if you're mostly in your healthy masculine, spend time there, outsource the rest. If you're mostly in your feminine and you don't have a clue about the linear stuff about what you need to be doing and business plans and stuff like that, hire someone to help you. Get a coach, get a mentor, get a VA, buy the kit. Like, there are things that you can do, okay? But I do think that, as I said, it's like in Australia, the data, it's vague, but it says something along the lines of around 80% of counsellors are women. And so we also know from the data on masculine and feminine energy that most women tend to be in either their sacred divine feminine or in their wounded shadow feminine. And so for that reason, I think what happens is we move into counseling because we want to heal, build relationships, have the deeper conversations, support others on their journeys and things like that. But we end up suppressing that because of what we see. You know, we have different, self-titled peak bodies saying things like, you must do this, you must have that, you must do this, you must do that, do not do this, do not do that. There's a consequence for this, there's a consequence for that. There are levels here, blah, blah, blah. It's all very masculine. And so you find yourself feeling like you need to comply with all of these masculine structures, which requires you to suppress some of that feminine because now you're being told that feminine stuff isn't okay, you know? And this is where that disparity comes from. This is where that incongruence comes from. We feel like this isn't what I thought it was going to be like in private practice. I thought in private practice, I was just going to turn up and have beautiful conversations with people. I didn't realize it was all this other stuff. But you see maybe other courses on private practice or other coaches on private practice or mentoring on private practice, and it's strategy heavy. And so you start to believe after seeing that for so long that you must, you know, be focusing only on the strategy. And so things feel incongruent because they're not aligning with your values. They're not aligning with your value track. They're not aligning with your core essence as somebody who identifies mostly with the feminine. So I think now it's about understanding there are two sides, there are two different energies, and understanding where you sit with both of them and how you can harmonize the two. So I created a PDF, I will put the link in the show notes for you, to support you in understanding more about the masculine and the feminine energies and to help you identify where you are with them, so that you can, well, take action, so that you can take action one way or another to support yourself in growing and developing or even starting the successful for you private practice that you envision or that you dream of, right? It's my highest intention to help you, and that's true. It is always my highest intention to help you. So have a look at that. If you are in private practice and you would like to access some private practice training, complimentary, if you'd like to access complimentary resources to support you with your private practice, please also click the show notes. I'll put a link in there to the Australian Counsellors in Private Practice online group. And I'll also pop my email address in there. So feel free to reach out anytime. I do check emails once a day, and it can take me a couple of days to reply because I really like to not be reactive to things. I like to sort of go away and have a little bit of a think about how I like to respond. It's part of the new me. Like, I used to be so, you know, responsive, but now it's more about I want to be more intentional with how I reply to things and with how I show up. So I'm focusing, that's my little mantra at the moment, how can I be more intentional, or what is my intention in writing or responding. So if it takes a couple of days, I've not forgotten about you. I'm just trying to tune into the energy here and write back in a way that feels like a really, really good vibrational match. Okay. All right, my lovelies, have a gorgeous Wednesday. I can't wait to see you in the group and see what's happening there. And yeah, take care. I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.